He's A-Rod.
Who? Who used to juice?
He's A-Rod.
Yeah, whose titties are loose?
He's A-Rod.
Who hits the homers?
He's A-Rod.
Him who gives me a boner?
He's A-Rod.
Who makes makeup so manly?
He's A-Rod.
Who has no family?
He's A-Rod.
He's really unbelievable.
It's A-Rod. A-A.
Try to be best, cause you're only a man, and a man's gotta learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you're gonna hang tough to make it.
Woo! New version, remix. You can see. And you can have 8 kids. Antonio Cromartie is retardy. You're the best. Yo, Tebow, welcome up. Triple A.
St. Lucie.
St. Lucie. St. Ricky. You know, Lucy's wife, get it? Lucy's husband from I Love Lucy. Lucy, you got some explaining to do. This is a Cap Figure Podcast, episode 56. I'm Ryan DiPaolo. Who are you?
My name is Bookie Killer Tom McLaughlin.
Hi, Tom McLaughlin.
How you doing?
So you're back to Bookie Killer. You were the Miracle Man last week or something like that, and you were offering your patented two-step system where the first book is free and the second book is $9,000, first million listener offer.
I sell wisdom and hope.
Okay, so, and Nigerian emails. It's funny, we were talking about scams last week, and then before the show today, you say you got one of the old school, you've won a lot of money and I want to give it to you, but just pay for the money.
Exactly.
The old school one. So anyway, this is Cap Figure Podcast, episode 56. Before we get into blazing baseball action, I have to ask you something, Tom. I hope you're prepared. Are you prepared?
Yes,
sir. Who are some players who wore or wear the number 56 in Major League Baseball?
We got leading it off, Mark Burley.
He's not a leadoff hitter. He's a power hitter.
He's leading off, yeah. Well, he had the highest WAR and the most number of years than current day players. We have Fernando, Rodney, Darren O'Day.
What was Burley's career WAR?
56.
Dude, he's not bad. I remember him for throwing 84 miles an hour fastballs at the end of his career. And in the show, if you had him, even though he had like a 85 rating in one of the years, you would lose, like, because he just threw so slow, anybody mm-hmm. could hit it. Yeah. He's like a kike. Fernando Rodney, you said?
Yep.
I hate him. You like him? I hate him. I don't mean to put words
you
in your mouth. Wait. Yo. He wears his hat worse than Pineda, for those who don't know. He's this closer who looks like a stupider, fatter Pineda who's worse and blown more games, right? Like, I think Rodney has thrown more sliders than Pineda that have hung and gone for a home run and made the stupid face than Pineda himself has, and he's the inventor.
Yeah, well,
what don't I get?
You don't get that the sun is at that angle, and that is exactly why he needs to wear his hat sideways, tilted up.
And that's why he can only pitch the ninth inning. That's why he bugged out. If they make the eighth inning, mm-hmm. then he'd have to move his hat. He also does the
arrow.
Bow and arrow thing.
Yeah.
Who, I feel like somebody else does that. It's just him.
There's a lot of NFL players that do that now too.
Remember the Steve McNair, like, antlers on your head?
Yeah.
That's cool. What was that from? I think that's Omega something, like a frat. I think it's a black frat. I used to do that a lot. Like when I'd make a basket in basketball with my friends, what you do is you, like, I'm trying to describe it for people listening. You bend your wrists like you're gay, like making fun of a gay guy. And then you put the back of your wrists above your temple on each side of your head and point your finger straight in the air, and it looks like you have antlers. It's really weird.
I like how you described that.
Steve McNair's dead. I have to do it as best I could. You know his girlfriend killed him?
I didn't remember that, yeah.
He won the Cole MVP 1 year. But this is a baseball podcast. Lest I go off track. So today we're going to talk about the All-Star teams, right? It's 2017 right now. It's an exciting time to be alive. Obama, Trump, everything, you know.
Healthcare. Economy.
You got your terrorists. You got your Jewish
we
people.
We got crypto hacking. We got all this stuff. We got Russia.
Bitcoin.
Russia.
Don't forget about Russia. You're like a vaudeville, like MC. Like, don't forget about Russia over
and
here.
And we got Russia.
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
We got Don King still alive. We got Howard Stern.
Fighting,
Oh my God.
Back up if you
but
yell.
Actually, an interesting news story today. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie put in an appeal to the Supreme Court, and it's the first step in legalized sports betting in New Jersey.
Oh, sweet. Did it get declined? Why does he have to appeal it? It got shut down already?
So he tried to basically make legislation to make it happen, and it was in effect for like 24 hours, and then the NCAA came down on him, and it's been kind of in like a holding pattern
since then. The NCAA is the obstacle to it?
Yes.
Why not just make it so you can't bet on the NCAA? I mean, that's my first thought.
It's just a whole legal loophole that has basically allowed them to exploit.
That is so retarded.
It's ridiculous.
That's insane. Yeah. That is actually scary that the NCAA has that much power. That's actually scary that they would have more power than the pro leagues, right?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Terrifying.
Of course.
Oh my God, I didn't know the NCAA holds it up. Holy crap. That's the Illuminati. For all you idiots, and Louis, my boss, we were talking about, do you believe in conspiracies? And I have another story about him in a minute. The NCAA is the Illuminati if one is real now, I'm convinced. That's insane. So hopefully it goes through, and hopefully we can lose money nearby. Don't forget about Chris Christie, right? Vaudeville boy. Louis, speaking of Louis, I won an easy $20 yesterday at work on a prop bet. You know what the bet was? It was he took the over, and his claim was that the U.S. population has grown 15 times since 1970s. So we agreed on, before I Googled it, we set the term strict. You know, I wanted to be fair. So we said 10 times, and we said since 1975, right? I want to give him a chance. But shockingly, I blew him away, and it was not even doubled since then.
That's the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Ten times the amount of people. Like,
so what he's saying is, in the last 40 years, let's first look at without immigration.
That's great. Yeah, let's unpack this stupidity.
You would need each adult
person,
parents, yeah, to each have
20
at
kids,
least
a couple.
6 or 7 kids, and then you'd need 3 immigrants on top of that.
But that's per person.
Yeah,
you're forgetting
trying to be conservative.
You're saying per couple, it's 12
kids. Yeah, it's like
kids.
12 kids.
Yeah, it's double.
It's insane.
Each couple, or without immigrants, in Trump's world, we need to have 20 kids each.
And that's if nobody died.
So it was a good $20. Usually I'm on the losing end of any time. I'm probably maybe like 4 in 10 lifetime on bets where it's like, dude, you're wrong. I guarantee you Russia definitely is part of the UK. And then I look it up and I lose. You can't think of any times you've done that?
I don't know. That's just like a total another level of like
stupidity and gambling. Yeah. And well, it's really know-it-allness, right? And I suffer from that very much so.
That's common sense.
What?
How would the population
grow 10 times? I
that's
couldn't believe
unbelievable.
It. That's why I extra set
unbelievable.
The term. Unbelievable, speaking of A-Rod. All right, dude. So we're going to go through the All-Star teams. I guess you want to go through and vote. Discuss the ballot as we go. And then we'll reveal who's actually winning, all right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know you peaked, but don't tell me who's actually winning as we go through, okay?
Well,
deal?
Why don't we do that? We could give our votes, then say who's actually winning and whether it makes sense or not.
At each position?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, that's fair. Which league you want to start with, dickface?
Let's start first base American League.
So we'll do the AL team first, though.
Yeah. Well, that's why
I said
American
I
League.
Said, yeah, but you also included perfaporous information. Perfaporous.
I tried
to make up a SAT word.
American League first baseman. It's stupendous.
Yo, this black girl, Sasha.
It's tremendous.
In high school, when she would use a big word, in the middle of a sentence, she'd go, well, that's because there's a plethora of this. SAT word. And the other thing that I recently remembered that black kids in middle school would do, someone would fart and they would go, yo, Ryan, you farted? And I'm like, no. They're like, you sure you ain't feel your butt pop? Your butt pop. All right.
Wow.
So first base in the AL. I'm going to vote for Greg Bird. He's batting 100. He has one home run.
That was
three
the joke
RBIs.
I was going to make.
Sorry to steal your
Chris
thunder.
Carter.
Chris Carter, who's cut now, right?
Yeah, he's cut.
He's got non-tendered or whatever.
Designated
no one picked
for
him
assignment.
Up.
I don't think anybody picked him up. Yeah.
All right. So seriously, who would be your vote for first base in the AL? It's actually not very good. Logan Morrison, I thought, was having a better year. He has 22 home runs as of today.
Logan
Jesus,
Morrison.
Who is your vote?
Yeah, it's tough. The AL is significantly worse than the NL. I think.
Well, who's winning?
Eric Hosmer's currently in the lead.
Wow, after such a bad start, too.
And then closely behind are Justin Smoke, Yonder Alonso, and Miguel Cabrera.
Yonder Alonso is batting .292, 17 homers. He's having a good year. Our Jose Abreu, I didn't realize, is batting .297. I'm saying these stats because on the ballot page, they only have the monkey stats. So I have to switch back and forth to look at smart people stats. So excuse us if we quote monkey stats.
I think my vote would... Yeah, my vote would go for Justin Smoke. He's got 20 home runs, 48 RBI, 43 runs. He's slugging .544, has a .390 on base percentage.
Throwing too many numbers. I can't comprehend them all so fast.
So,
yo, I got to pause, lower your mic, and get my iPad. So if you guys hear a jump at it, it's because I'm bad at podcast production. Thanks for dealing with the chump edit. Did you notice how I was about to say pod? I was about to go into the Boston accent because I get bored at work and go into the Boston accent podcast.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something here, Ryan. We're live here from Fenway Park, and I got live on the air. We got Jackie Bradley Jr., Andrew Benintendi, the future Ted Williams, and we've also got Pablo Sandoval. Thank you guys for joining. What a beautiful day here. Why don't you guys hit some beamers to Beamtown and tell Chris Sale to go out there and just shut him down like the AC is.
Dude, that's a really good impression. Seriously, you got to say pack, car, you know, spaghetti, but what a great at-bat from Pablo Sandoval there. He just hit for contact, just gritted it out. Dustin Pedroia there, he got the pitch he was looking for, and he didn't miss it one bit. He fouled off a couple sliders, but your idea of Susan Waldman and this guy would be the best, probably. Here, you be him, and I'll be Susan.
Petey, we got to get Susan here. Petey, you're the heart and soul of Boston, and we got Michael Pineda on the mound. We got a 2-3 count, 3-2 count.
I looked at Pineda before the game. Go ahead. They're pitching.
Susan, come in for this one. Okay, so we got Pineda on the mound to Pedroia, and the ball's in play. Oh, and Starlin Castro catches the ball.
Oh, what a catch. I tell you, that is such a good catch. I've never, in all my goodness gracious, I've never seen a catch that good. I lost my Susan Waldman imitation.
Let me tell you something. Pedroia, if he would have gotten on first base there, he would have been home. That guy, he represents exactly what Boston is.
Right.
Gritty,
white,
constitutional,
short.
White, probably a little bit racist from down south. And you know what? That's what Boston's all about. Let me get some chowder.
Chowder. All right. So where were we?
So the Red Sox first baseman is definitely not the AL selection.
You sound like the guy. Well, it could be Marlin. Marlin's not having a bad season there. He's doing all right.
I'll tell you who isn't going to make the All-Star team.
Hanley?
And that is Chris Carter.
Okay. Well, we've spent a lot of time on the first base in the American League.
All right, yeah. So let's move to the NL. It's
I didn't say who I'd vote for, but I would vote for Rogan Morrison because I
Rogan
like his name. Or Luis Valbuena. All right. Second base in the AL.
We're going to do NL?
No, AL, Dick.
It's easier for me to go through.
You want to go position and switch leagues?
Yep.
Well, it's harder for me, but however you want to do it. All right, yes. First base in the NL is a great race, right? It's a great race, just like the Whites. We have Paul Goldschmidt, Joey Votto, Ryan Zimmerman are the top three. I shouldn't say I would think, because I know that for a matter of fact, dog. And Freddie Freeman, if he had stayed healthy, and it's funny, he was doing so well, even with his counting stats. Like, his counting stats are good enough almost to get a vote, even with him being out all this time.
Yeah, if ends are butts. We got
if ends were butts, I'd be a homo. All right.
We got in the lead right now, we got Zimmerman, Rizzo, and Goldschmidt.
Wait, Zimmerman is leading?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
In my opinion, it's got to be Goldschmidt.
Keep in mind, they've opened the voting like a month ago, so with some of these, you know, votes have been coming in for a while. And sure. Zimmerman was so hot, and Goldschmidt's been consistent, but that's retarded.
Well, Goldschmidt interrupted you. Has the edge on Zimmerman by about 20 points in OPS. Home runs, they're about identical. Goldschmidt scored 18 more runs and has 6 more RBI, and he's got 13 stolen bases. Weighted runs created plus, which is probably the best offensive statistic you can use. Goldschmidt is also ahead.
Good old RBIs are the best offensive stat. Wins for a pitcher and RBIs for a batter. Or average. Wait, which is a stupider person stat? Average, right? Like, what do you think is the worst stat for offense?
RBI is probably the stupidest stat because it entirely depends upon where you are in the lineup and who's hitting in front of you.
Yes. I would say I agree.
It's maybe 60% determined by what you're people right. do in front of
I
you.
I think runs actually, like the way we weigh RBI and runs, in that scale, it's unfair. Runs are not as valuable in the public's eye as related to RBIs, but both are dependent on other players, which is the opposite of what makes baseball stats appealing to me, right?
Sure.
That's why baseball is fun, because you can isolate the variables. So I would vote for Joey Votto, though, man. You know, I think that he is very good looking. I think that he's Italian. I shouldn't say I think. I know. He's Canadian-Italian. No, but seriously, let me bring up his stats. Do you got Votto stats there?
Yeah, so he's got he's slugging .588, 20 home runs.
Dude.
He has a 15.5% walk rate, 10% strikeout rate, which is the lowest at the position.
1,005 OPS.
156 weighted runs created plus. Yeah, that's a totally fair selection. I think Votto or Goldschmidt gets the okay with me.
Dude, Votto, I didn't realize he's had one season in his entire career when he hit under 300. Every time I look at his stats, I'm impressed. And I keep forgetting it's like 51st dates every single time. And I was just looking at them in the preseason telling you, yo, Votto's there, take him. And I'll give myself a little credit for advising you with that correctly over, I don't know, Edwin or whoever.
Freddie Freeman,
who is still killing it. But it's amazing. He's a career .312 hitter. I love Votto.
He's the perpetually forgotten about player.
And he's a lefty, and I don't like right-handed first baseman. So I'm voting for Votto. Who would you vote for?
Goldschmidt.
Okay, and unfortunately, Zimmerman's winning. How is Votto's in third of the three?
Votto actually is in fifth.
Retards. Who's in
Freddie
third?
Freddie Freeman, and then Anthony Rizzo is second.
What? Dude, I hate everybody. So it's Zimmerman, Goldschmidt, Freeman, Rizzo, and then Votto?
Yep.
Dude, he's the fifth best first baseman in half the league. There's no way in hell you can be having a season where your OPS is 1,000 and your strikeout rate is 10%, and you're the fifth best at your position in your league. Dude, get out of my face. All right. So what's next? Wait, second base American League?
Yep, second base American League.
Dude.
So currently, right now, we have Jose Altuve in first,
and that's
Starlin
the right
Castro
pick, man.
In second, Jason Kipnis, Whit Merrifield, and then Petey, Dustin Pedroia.
Good old Pedroia.
Altuve is ahead by 1.2 million votes.
And what was the gap like in the last vote, for example? What's an average gap so far? Maybe what, 100,000?
100,000 has been the gap in the two other votes thus far.
Yeah, in our large sample size. So I would probably vote for Cano just because I'm a stupid. I love him.
Surprising, and he's not on the top five.
Say the top five again? Altuve, Kipnis,
Castro, Kipnis,
Merrifield.
Whit Merrifield, and then Dustin Pedroia.
These stupid Royals fans love to vote, man. I mean, Merrifield's having a decent season, but.
Yeah.
You know, Jonathan Scope is having a much better season than Whit Merrifield.
Absolutely.
Scope is hitting .295, 15 homers, 48 ribbies, and Merrifield is hitting .283. He slowed down a bit. Jed Lowry. Jason Kipnis is not having a good year, and he hasn't been healthy.
Yeah,
that's
silly. He's only been back like 30 games, but he's one of those fan favorites in Cleveland.
Also,
so,
it's based a little because the voting opens so early in the season. It's not as bad as the NFL, where it's based on the season before and the first week of the new season, but it sort of is. Castro, I would be shocked. No one's beating Altuve, but I'm just like thinking through the case for any other guy. I'd vote for Cano just because I like him, but Altuve is the best second baseman.
Absolutely. Altuve is a slam dunk.
All right.
So on to the NL. Right now, currently leading, we've got Daniel Murphy.
Let's say who we'd vote for at the next... before you tell us who's winning next time.
Sure. Okay. So we have Daniel Murphy leading with 3 million votes, then Javier Baez in second with 1.6.
That's a joke.
DJ LeMahieu, Brandon Phillips, and Logan Forsythe.
Dude, what a joke. Josh Harrison is so much better than Javi Baez this year. I get it because the Cubs won the World Series, but this is, again, what I was just talking about, that it's a bit based on last season. Like, everyone saw Baez in the playoffs and how awesome he was, and even you, I think, have him overrated a little because of his versatility, da-da-da-da-da, or his potential. But D. Gordon and Josh Harrison are having better seasons than him.
Yeah, definitely. That's just the case, I think, of a big market getting behind their guys.
And everybody, even big market, I guess this is part of being a big market, but they won the World Series, and the whole world watched him be great.
Yeah, that's what happened with the Royals last year.
Who would you vote for?
I think it's got to be Daniel Murphy. His hitting, I mean, he's got 144 weighted runs created plus, which is about 20 points higher than the next NL player.
I'm going to vote for Neil Walker just because I don't want to have all the pain of Daniel Murphy making another All-Star team.
You want a Met in the All-Star game so you have something to root for?
Dude.
But it's Drew Cabrera.
I forgot about that rule.
First of all, Neil Walker's injured, too.
I'm kidding anyway. But it's painful to think about Daniel Murphy, his success. I actually honestly block it out a lot.
I would, too.
It's not even a joke. Like, I'm watching, and I totally don't... It's too painful as a fan to watch him kill it and entertain the regret. So I seriously am numb to it, and I'm not being sarcastic at all. It's so upsetting to me that we let him walk for no money, nothing.
Nothing.
Like $50 million he got, and we just let him walk.
And he was a fan favorite, too. Like, he had some box office appeal.
And he had made an All-Star team with the Mets, too. He was a very good, like, Irish Catholic, outer borough New York fan guy who hated gays. And, you know, that's not fair. He just said he didn't think they should get married. But it really was – fans were calling the radio station here in New York during that postseason saying, we got to re-sign Murphy and we got to re-sign Cespedes. And I was like, shut the fuck up. Enjoy the postseason right now. But besides that, yeah, he's a fan favorite. Anyway, I'm rambling.
Well, the Nationals didn't even want him, if you remember correctly. They wanted Brandon Phillips, and he wouldn't waive his no-trade clause.
That's amazing. I didn't remember that until you reminded me last week. And then this actually relates to third base in the NL, which I will just do that next. But Justin Turner is the other horrible regret for the Mets. He was a Met, and we cut him. So let's do that. I'm switching it up, and then we'll go back.
We're skipping shortstop. Okay.
I'm sorry. Whatever. It's all right. So we'll go your order. Shortstop, American League, dog. I would vote. Let's say who we'd vote for first, and then you tell me. I'd vote for Carlos Correa. He's having an amazing season. He's cute. But then again, I like white people, so I might have to vote for Tulowitzki. No, I'm being sarcastic. I would vote for. Shut the fuck up, Ryan. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's got to be Carlos Correa. I think the other person you can maybe make a case for is Francisco Lindor, but the difference at the plate this year, Correa has a 140 weighted runs created plus. Lindor has a 104. So.
Lindor, how are you going to make a case for Lindor before Bogaerts? Bogaerts is batting .316. And, you know, having a great season. He's got 8 steals. I don't care how often he gets caught. You know, but why not Bogaerts before Lindor?
He's got 5 home runs. That's why.
Okay, cute.
Yeah.
Is that seriously the only reason?
Well, I mean, if you go across every statistic, right, Xander Bogaerts has a 7% walk rate, which is significantly lower than Lindor and Correa.
How about OPS? Do you believe in OPS? Because Bogaerts has a higher OPS than Lindor.
but significantly less than Correa. And, you know, to be honest with you, Lindor is so much better in the field than Bogarts will ever pretend to be. So he's definitely in the conversation.
Who are the top vote getters? Obviously Correa.
So we got Correa.
I bet you Bogarts is in the top four.
Lindor, Didi Gregorius, Bogarts, and Troy Tulowitzki.
I just made the top four.
Which is amazing because he has literally not played almost the entire season and has a 600 OPS.
Yeah, he's name.
He's got all of Canada voting for him.
That too. Yeah, and he's a name who we know. Actually, Gene Segura, I forgot. I love him. I drafted in my fantasy leagues. I wish he were healthy because he would have a chance. All right, let's go to shortstop in the National League. I would say Corey Seager, obviously, right? He's white. He's cute. I would love to put in the defensive guy like Brandon Crawford. And I do think that maybe positions like catcher and shortstop should be a little bit defensively weighted, but there's no real way to do that until we all agree on some numbers. So in the meantime, I'll go with Corey Seager and his 298 average and 12 home runs.
Yeah, I think Zach Cozart deserves the nod over Corey Seager.
I forgot him.
He has better offensive numbers across the board. It's a little bit of a career year, but
yeah, that's good. No, but that's the all-star team. It's just this year.
Absolutely.
You're right. No, you're right. I changed my mind. Who's winning?
So
Seager.
This is actually one that I'm mildly shocked about, but Cozart is actually in the lead.
Oh, good.
Cozart, Corey Seager, Addison Russell, Trey Turner, and Chris Owings.
You know, I guess the casual fan, Seager, he's only been around for a year, and even though he's been so good and has a name, maybe his name isn't as famous as we think, but it's the right thing. Zach Cozart is having an amazing season. I forgot about him. You're right. All right, let's go to the AL third base. Who's your vote for? Chase Headley? Ha, he fell off. Told you so.
This is a tough one. I mean, I want to vote for Josh Donaldson.
I know that's your boy. He taught you how to bet.
He just doesn't have enough games played. So
he's only has 125 at-bats, and the average looks like it's about high 260s, something like that.
So I guess it's kind of got to be Miguel Sano just because his bat has been so great. I don't like how bad he is in the field.
Hasn't he been DHing, though? I thought he plays, like, first in DHs. I want to look at his game log. But you tell who's actually winning.
So currently we've got Miguel Sano in first place. Narrow margin. This is a pretty close race. Then we have Jose Ramirez, Josh Donaldson, Mike Moustakas, and Manny Machado.
Jose Ramirez is having a good year, but wasn't he hurt? Didn't he miss some games also?
Yeah, he did.
All right, so let's go to third base in the NL.
This, I think, is the most intriguing race out of all of them.
Besides the Whites?
It's either Chris Bryant or Nolan Arenado. I would give the nod to Arenado. I think Bryant will end up winning because of the Chicago factor, but I think Arenado is the better all-around player.
Dude, I honestly, you'll tell me in a minute who's winning, but I agree with you, but I do believe in the public, even though Bryant is a star who won the World Series last year. I think Arenado is a big enough star. Like, I feel like everybody's been saying how not known he is, and maybe it's true. Maybe he isn't as known as I think, but I suspect that he's going to win, and he very much should win because he's having a better season than Bryant, and he actually plays the position. Bryant doesn't play third base every day.
Well, currently leading Chris Bryant, but a very narrow margin. We got 1.987 million votes for Bryant, 1.987, and then Nolan Arenado is closely behind at 1.920, so 58,000 votes difference.
That's stupid. I mean, I guess it's not that shocking because Bryant was the MVP last year, but what do you think? Nolan Arenado is having a better season by far.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it does have to do with the fact that Bryant won the MVP. He was sort of the face of a title team.
Yeah. Miguel Sano, by the way, I was wrong. He DH'd 12 games. He's played first 4 games, and he's played third 54 games this season, or 52 games this season. So I thought he was DHing and playing first more than that. So that's fair to put him at third. All right, dog. So what's their next position? We got the catcher in the AL. Is that where we're at?
Yeah, let's go with catcher in the AL.
Gary Sanchez, obviously, our boy.
Yeah, he has missed a number of games, but I think that he's just a much better player than Salvador Perez. I think
you mean this season? That's fair. That's not fair to say much better player.
He is, though. That's the thing. If you look like by game at the hitting statistics, there's just such a big gap between Gary Sanchez and anybody else at the position right now.
Well, to be fair, you got to be on the field to produce, right? And Salvador Perez has 15 homers, 43 ribbies. Gary Sanchez only has 13 and 37. What do you say about that? He also has he's also been healthy, and Sanchez hasn't.
So they essentially have the same counting stats, yes. But Sanchez has done it in 80 less at-bats.
Right. But I do think that being there is worth something. It's tough. It's like this is just the very common problem of this guy's been amazing in this brief time versus this guy who's more consistent in the long run. I don't know. I'd vote for Salvador Perez just to troll you. You'd vote for Sanchez. Who's winning? Salvador?
Perez is winning by a pretty sizable margin.
Dude, it's the Royals fans, man.
Salvador Perez has 2.2 million votes. Gary Sanchez has 1.4.
Oh, my God. I think Gary Sanchez is underrated then still, man. That's pretty ridiculous to me because I'm sort of kidding when I'm on the fence, but I think Gary Sanchez is the best AL catcher. But I don't read about defense and framing pitches. Da-da-da-da-da. All right. You want to go DH? Or no, catcher in the NL. Buster Posey, I don't think we need to elaborate, right? There's no comparison. He's hitting 347. He's a god. He is one of the people in this that I think deserve the... Who is the other? Tulowitzki treatment.
Yes.
Like he's having a good enough season. He's having a way better season than any other catcher in the NL. But even if it were equal... If it were splitting hairs, he gets a very boost for winning 3 World Series and being an awesome dude.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, his statistics are just so much better than anybody else. Currently, the vote, we've got Posey with 2.5 million, which is twice as many as second place. Wilson Contreras from the Cubs. We got Yadier Molina, Yasmani Grandal, and Matt Wieters.
I thought Yasmani was having a better season than he is. He's good,
he
though.
He's having a better season
than I thought. You can't tell me that.
Well, no. I'm saying he is having a good enough season. He should probably be second.
You're not my dad. You don't know my mind. Get out of my face. All right, DH. Though there's no DH in the NL.
No DH in the NL.
Yo, they should have that, and it could be, like, insulting or fun. They should do that, man, and it'd be fun. It's like... Who, just on their hitting in the NL, like, even if they're a horrible fielder, I don't know.
Just which pitcher hits the best. That would be interesting.
Oh, that would be cool. Like a mad bump. Yeah, that would be fun.
Okay, so I think it's got to be Corey Dickerson. He's having a career year, and his numbers are just a lot better than the other grouping. So there's
cool. Name some of the other names.
So we got Encarnacion, Nelson Cruz, Matt Holliday, Evan Gattis,
get out of here.
Kendrys Morales,
is he having a good year?
And Ryan Healy.
Ryan Healy's good, dude. Ryan Healy, but yeah, I agree. Corey Dickerson, I'm looking up his game log because I didn't realize that Dickerson was DHing that much.
Yeah, he's like basically.
I know he's a bad fielder,
DH.
But oh, I didn't realize that. Let's see.
He's hitting .330.
Well,
with
hey,
17 home runs.
He's played 42 games at DH and 27 or 30 in the outfield.
He's a DH.
So that's a DA. It's whatever you have a majority of reps at, but whatever. Who cares? He's. I'm gonna vote for Kendrys because I like his gold tooth. Who would you vote for?
I would vote for Dickerson. So, first place right now, we got Nelson Cruz. This is a tight race. We got Nelson Cruz.
Oh, my boy Nelly, yo.
Corey Dickerson, Edwin Encarnacion, Matt Holliday, and then Evan Gattis, which is...
Wait, where's Dickerson at? Second?
Second.
And who's third?
Encarnacion.
Forget, bro. That's ridiculous.
All right. He's actually... He has
caught up.
Caught fire recently.
You know him, he is the same as Todd Frazier, who was batting like 171 through a week ago. Like, they're going to do better, man. Just like Jay Bruce from last season coming into this year, they're going to do better. They can't stay this bad. All right, dude, what's the next? Pitcher? No, outfield. What am I talking about? I lost my ballot, bro.
Yeah, so outfielders. What's interesting is it used to be there was a left fielder, center fielder, right fielder. Now it's just three outfielders.
When did they change that? Do you know?
I think it was like 2 years ago.
Oh, well, that recently?
Yeah, so...
That sucks for center fielders who are like good defensive fielders. I don't like that. I would prefer sort of one at each. Actually, I don't know. What do you think? Because then again, it's like you have a million right fielders and only one left fielder. You know, two right fielders deserve to make it over the just because he's the only left fielder.
I mean, realistically, I think the best way to do it is two corner outfielders and then a center fielder,
but I don't think
they're going to do that.
No. Well, I'm asking you, bro.
And they should do that.
That would be, I like your idea. Yeah. Left and right are one position, corner outfield and then center field.
So
all
there's going to be three outfielders. I think in the AL, my top vote, no matter what, is Aaron Judge.
Yes.
Mike Trout as well, but he won't play. So then I think after that, I would go Mookie Betts and George Springer.
Man, I don't know. George Springer, wow, 22 home runs. It's funny, he's a leadoff hitter with 22 home runs. I just don't like him because he looks like he's on crack when he's in the plate. Josh Reddick is a red dick. I would vote for, I agree with you with Trout. He was hitting .337, 16 homers, 36 RBIs, 10 steals. And he has about 100 less at-bats than most of these guys, and yet he's awesome. I'd vote for Brett Gardner, maybe. No, he's only hitting .254. I'm all over the place. I'm on the radio. I can't wait till we're on the air to do this. I'm so sorry, you guys. I'm going to vote for Michael Brantley because I'm an idiot and I like average hitters. He's hitting .296.
He's missed, like, almost a month.
He has more at-bats than Trout. And I'm going to vote for Andrew Benintendi. Because I want Red Sox. I don't really know, man. I don't know. I agree with you. Who's winning?
Currently, we got Judge, Trout, Springer, Brantley's in fourth, and then we got Avisail, Garcia, Mookie Betts, Jose Bautista.
I wonder where Avisail Garcia started out. He's still hitting .325, man.
Yeah.
He has a BABIP of like .450. He's going to fall off, but he hasn't yet. That's funny, Michael Brantley. I don't know. I was sort of kidding. Like, I would rather have...
well, it's the Indians effect. I mean, they came off the World Series win, and he's one of the popular players,
man.
Even though he didn't play.
Right, and he's a left fielder. I'd rather have Lorenzo Cain contribute way more to his team than Michael Brantley right now this season.
Yep.
Or Carlos Gomez, psych. I'm kidding. All right. Remember that time Alex Gordon was, like, a defensive left fielder, and now he's getting paid, and he hits .191, and the Royals suck?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Royals. All right, NL outfield. Bryce is all three of my votes.
Yeah, I mean, Bryce Harper's the slam dunk. Cody Bellinger is another one I would put in there.
Oh, we didn't. Thames was first base. I forgot. And we didn't even mention him in the first base because he's slowed down.
He's slowed down. He's definitely in the consideration, and if I think that every team has to have a player. Is that correct?
Yes.
So I'm pretty sure he's going to end up getting
like as a
in
backup
there,
first baseman. Yeah. Because
who else are you going to put on
that
team?
No, I agree. Matt Kemp, I bet you, is getting votes. He's having a better season than I thought, although he's missed time.
Marcelo Ozuna deserves to play in the game as well.
How much of you saying that is because he's a center fielder? If he was a corner outfielder, would
he's
you go
actually
for him?
Not their center fielder anymore.
Who's Yelich. Jesus Christ. I forgot. So Ozuna's playing left.
Yep. So how much of me wanting him has to do with
nothing,
the fact that he has
20 homers,
960 OPS.
Yeah, dude. No, Ozuna's having an amazing season. He deserves it.
So you want to hear the leaderboard right now? We got Bryce Harper in first.
If you tell me Stanton, I'm going to literally gouge my face out.
It's actually almost worse than that. So we got first place Bryce Harper, 3.6.
Wait, let me guess. You say it's worse than that. Okay, Bryce, it's really bad, all three of them?
Not the top three. It's after that. That's
okay.
Bad.
All right, so say the top three, and then I'll guess who doesn't deserve to be in fourth and fifth.
3.6 million for Bryce Harper. Charlie Blackman with 3.1.
Wow, that's worthy.
Marcelo Ozuna, then, a huge drop-off, 1.27, so almost a $2 million difference. But then...
The next one is a joke?
The next two are definitely a joke.
Puig, is he one of them?
No.
All right, wait. I really want to get this.
You're not going to get it. Stanton? No.
Hold on. Don't tell me. Kemp. Matt Kemp.
No.
Adam Eaton.
No.
Jay Bruce. Jonas Cespedes.
You're not going to get it. It's Ryan Braun. Jason Hayward and Ben Zobrist.
Oh, my God. I actually was going to say Zobrist, but Hayward...
it's bad. Unbelievable.
Hayward's hitting .258.
In what, 15 games? Yeah. 20 games?
Hayward sucks. And Ben Zobrist is having a bad season, too. That's retarded. Do we not vote for pitching?
Yeah, I don't know what's... They don't have the current votes. So no. I don't know. Who would you pick to start for the AL?
Chris Sale. Obviously, I think it's pretty clear to me. How about you? Give me a hot take. Give me somebody else who's under the radar. Or you could pick the number two if you agree with me.
Sale would be my first one, but I think a wild card would be Luis Severino. He's got a sub-3 ERA.
Dude,
more strikeouts than
I said not a homer pick. How about
he's probably the second best pitcher in the AL right now.
You really think so?
Yeah.
You really think so? How about Lance McCullers, Dickie?
Yeah, he's a great pick, too.
You like him better than Severino.
Well, their stats are almost identical.
Don't you identical me. Severino's 1.09 whip, and McCullers 1.04, bro. That's like a guy's pinky every inning.
That's not that big of a difference.
All right, fine, whatever. And while Carrasco, for having 3.6 ERA, his whip is only 1.08, and he has more strikeouts than innings. I like Carrasco. He's sort of living up to the or Darvish. You Darvish, actually.
Yeah.
It's super exciting, too. I would have him and Sale in a two-man rotation, actually, because of the strikeouts and how you Darvish is, like, awesome to watch. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
So is Chris Sale. How about the NL? Kershaw, obviously, right?
Kershaw so and Scherzer are pretty close. Unfortunately, I think that the tipping point is going to be Kershaw has an 11-2 record and Scherzer is 8-5.
Do you think Scherzer's having a better year? You'd rather have him? His whip is lower. His whip is .81.
I think he is having a better year. He's
a .81 whip to Kershaw's .92. You probably have less monkey numbers. What you got?
So FIP, fielding independent pitching, Kershaw 3.41. Scherzer 2.79.
Damn.
ERA Kershaw 2.47. Scherzer 2.09.
Wow, man.
He has more Ks per nine.
Scherzer does?
Yes.
Dude, Scherzer's. I didn't even realize how good he's having because a couple of his starts, it's like he gives up two runs every start, but that's. I mean, he can't actually give up two runs every start. I feel like every time I watch him. He gives up a home run and then settles in or something like that, like Harvey used to do. So I didn't realize that he was killing it this much. That's amazing. Scherzer's really good, dude. Anyone else?
Hot take.
I know.
Scherzer, wow. You heard of this guy, Max Scherzer?
Dude, this show sucks.
Let's trade Susan Waldman for Scherzer.
Mike, I want to propose a trade. I think the Mets need a new power hitter, and I think we should trade Lucas Duda and Neil Walker for Justin Smoke.
For
Gleyber Torres. I'm going to hang up and listen. Mike, I think the Mets need a new closer. We can't wait for Jerry's Familia. We're going to be out of it by the time he gets back. And how about a reliever, Kenley Jansen? I don't even know offhand.
Yeah, it's got to be Jansen.
Dude, he had his first walk the other day. He has 52 strikeouts and one walk.
I know, it's unbelievable. Holland, I think, would definitely be in consideration, but Jansen is just having like an all-time great year.
Holland, because he has the most saves, but...
I think Felipe Rivero from the Pirates will be in the bullpen for the NL team. And then in the AL, I think it's got to be Craig Kimbrell. And then Andrew Miller should be in there as well.
Dude, guess who's given up the most hits in baseball as a pitcher this season? And they're leading by a good amount.
Tanaka.
No, but that's a good guess. It's Rick Porcello with 132.
Wow.
Next is Clayton Richard at 117. And then tied for six is Jeff Samardzija at 107, but he's having a good year. Yeah, he's a 1.14 whip. He has 117 strikeouts in 105 innings, but his ERA is 4.6 and his record is, you know, 3-3.
Doo-doo.
His record is doo-doo, but Patrick Corbin. Wow, Cueto is 12th in hits allowed. He bum.
He's giving up 1.6 home runs per 9 innings.
Ew, really?
Yep.
I forgot we like him at the show, actually. I forgot we changed our tune on him. All right, so we're done with the All-Star team. I didn't like that segment, but it's my fault for my performance. I grade myself a F. I grade you a B. How about the Mets? You said the Mets said they're selling. What do we got to sell?
Selling.
What are we going to sell, bro?
As Drew Cabrera basically killed their bargaining power by demanding a trade because they asked him to play second base, even though he clearly is on the downward slope of his athletic trajectory and probably should not be a shortstop for much longer. What do they have to sell? I mean, they better hope Lucas Duda catches fire. They better hope Jay Bruce stays as hot as he is. I think the tradable pieces are Bruce.
Yeah, and I would
maybe
trade
Granderson.
Him.
Duda, if he somehow, you know,
which he's very capable of. Duda can have a great week. I don't know if teams
absolutely
would buy it though.
But they I don't may think they're going to get anything back for that, really.
You mean if he just has a hot week or something like that?
Well, I just think even if he does get hot, like, I don't think you're going to get a substantial haul for Duda. I think the player that you could get a decent return on is Jay Bruce.
And there's no reason not to trade him. This is his last year in the deal. It's like it's we're not going anywhere. He and Granderson are the perfect pieces. Like the Mets,
Addison
obviously
Reed.
We're not selling anybody young. Like I guess no team when they sell are selling their young guys. I don't need to worry about that. But yeah, Addison Reed is a good Jerry Blevins. But I would rather keep Blevins. Obviously, Conforto's no touchable. I would trade Wilmer, dude. Fuck Wilmer. He sucks. He's playing way better than he is. I know he's 25, so technically he's entering his prime. But he has a 719 career OPS, and this year it's 812. He's playing better than he is, I think. He may be one of the best lefty hitters in all of baseball, so maybe he'd be good on a team like the Dodgers or somebody who struggles against left-handed hitters.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I think Wilmer Flores has value because he's so good at a specific thing.
Right. Which is the new age of baseball, and to some extent.
He would be the perfect piece for the Dodgers.
Who, yeah, man.
I mean, they've actually gotten a lot better at hitting lefties this year, but
it's funny that they do struggle because they have Kike Hernandez and that black center fielder and that other dude, Taylor.
Well, yeah, you'd think Puig would hit lefties pretty well.
Justin Turner, and he doesn't. He has regular split. He has like
Randall's a switch hitter.
Right. But, yeah, they've struggled against lefties. Yeah, you're right. I think that has more value than somebody who's all around good, especially a not that great outfielder like Jay Bruce, even though he's having a very good year, 882 OPS, 20 homers. Wow, I didn't realize he's having a year he has 100 points on his OPS over his career OPS.
Yeah, he's definitely hot to start the year. It would concern me that he did the same thing last year.
Mm-hmm.
He got traded, and he obviously...
And he was horrible for the second half after we got him.
Yeah, and that would be a question mark to me, which is like, you know, there are people, too, involved in this that are switching locations from one place to the other. Maybe it takes him a little while to adapt. I don't know.
What people? The players?
Yeah,
they're not people. They're
cattle.
Jay Bruce is 30, man. I feel like he's older. I forget. And you know who's younger than you would think? Asdrubal. Guess how old he is.
29.
No, he's 31. But I still think of him as like 35. Honestly, you really think he's in physical decline at 31? Maybe he's just not that good.
I don't know. He just does. Yeah. My eye test looks like he should probably entertain moving to second base because it's going to happen eventually. You've watched more of the Mets than me, but I don't think he has any leverage to demand that he plays shortstop.
Yeah, it's funny. He's like a player that they talked about this last year a lot, and it's still been true a little this year, that he's like, when you watch your team, anybody who watches their team will see their shortstop make these great plays because they're a major league quality shortstop. And so they feel like a better fielder than they really are when you compare them to other shortstops, you know? And I haven't watched him enough or noticed enough of a difference if he's not that good. But I know that, like he and Reyes' chemistry was messed up, and they both sort of together butchered a lot of plays.
Yep.
That they didn't go for balls in purgatory, whatever. I mean, as Drupal got no leverage, shut up. You got pink hair.
Word.
All right. Sorry. So this is our episode. Tell us what you think and shove it up your ass. All right. At Cap Figure on Twitter. Goodbye. Right?